Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? How's everyone doing this morning? Cannot believe it'll be Christmas next week. Isn't that crazy? Let's see who's with us today. All right. Little by little, everybody's coming in. Hey, Barbara. Let's make sure everybody's ready to go. Barbara, since you're the first one, let me know if you can see my full screen of my slideshow. Not yet. Okay, let's see. What if I change it to show? And now let me know if you can see it. You should be able to see it now. I think these buttons have a mind of their own. Okay, good. Thanks, Ashley. Thank you, Barbara. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Today, we're going to be talking about marketing meetings, budgeting, your goals for the marketing department, your goals for your company, your vision for your marketing department, and your vision for your company. Tracking your reports and things like that. So I'm going to start, as always, with a recap of last week to kind of go over anything and make sure that there weren't any pending questions that I could maybe answer before we get started into today's session. All right. Let me get my notes out here. All right. So we talked about how to maximize referrals. And we kind of touched upon the fact that we all know that we need to stay top of mind. And the way to do that is with all of the different marketing that we can do, not only by our referral stops, but also with the emails and/or the mailers that we can send to these people so that they know to always use us. Because remember, Howard and a lot of other people say that if you are not marketing currently to your clients and/or your referral partners, then somebody else is, and you never want them to take your market share. So you always want to stay top of mind. Number two, we said we want to provide as much value to them as possible. So we always know it's probably going to be a one-way street first. Remember, it's just like dating. Sometimes you just have to show that you care and that you love them and are there to support them in the beginning. And that later on, remember we said the average is about seven times to get referrals back. So don't, fear not, don't be too impatient. Just continue to give them the value and support, and you will later see the rewards. If you only talk about business, they will know you're only there for money, so show them that you care. Number three, oops, I guess something happened there. It should say help them help you. Provide them with the baggie every time you visit. Leave them with your brochures, materials, business cards, etc. Make it easy to refer you. So a lot of times people ask me, do you always bring your baggie and your goodie every time you visit? The answer is yes. I always bring the goodie for sure, and I always bring the bag, but they sometimes don't need it. Sometimes they have enough brochures in their brochure stand, or they don't like to hand out that stuff and that they're more word of mouth, or maybe people just ask over the phone because they're not really a showroom. They might just be an office that clients don't come to. So you want to still bring it in the event that you don't, you want to be ready, but you don't know if they're going to need it or not. But it's always good to have it on hand with you. Number four is to keep your word and build trust. Okay, if you say you're going to do something, then you need to do it. Your referral partners put their reputations on the line when they refer you, so they want to make sure you are following through and are trustworthy. So I have an example of this actually last week. So last week, I had told one of my referral partners she was having like a Christmas holiday party. I'd already told them on my last visit, which was also last week. So I visited her on a Tuesday, and the party was on a Friday. On Tuesday, when I visited her, I was like, oh, yeah, we'll come support you. I'll bring one of my marketing reps with me. Well, unfortunately, Dina was not able to go with me, which is okay. So in my head, I was like, shoot, should I go? Should I not go? The answer is yes, you should always go, and I did. So you should still keep your word, and you still need to support these referral partners, okay? Now, you don't have to stay there for 5 hours, but I stayed for an hour, an hour and a half, and what's crazy is if I never would have gone, I never would have met some new designers. Not only that, but I talked to the designers who even work at that particular showroom, and they started handing me jobs. They're like, oh, by the way, Monday, I need you to call me for this person. And Tuesday, I'm setting up a display or a, what do they call it, installation at this big mansion in the Woodlands, and I need you to be have your guys out there to microseal everything and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was actually a really good thing for me to go. Can you imagine if another person had gone there and taken all that business? Not cool. Okay. Oh, the slides aren't moving? Not again. Sorry, guys. I don't know why. What if I put this view? Hold on. Let's see. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Can you guys hear me? My screen is like totally blacked out. Can y'all see it now? Oh my goodness. Every week. Can we just go back and start with one to take some notes? Yes, you can go back. Let's go back. Can you guys see it now though? Okay. All right. So we were talking about TOMA. We talked about providing as much value to them as possible and to help them help you and to keep your word and to build trust. Okay. Now these are going to be they're going to be on the slideshow later on, or they're going to provide this for you online. So you can get access to these PowerPoints. And also, you don't forget, you have the video from last week to go back and see all this. Okay. So number five, we talked about supporting them. All right, the different ways on how you can support them, not only for the parties and things like that, but you can support them with maybe providing some food at their event or some drinks or maybe with a gift certificate for a raffle or something of that sort. You can also like them on Facebook. I have Dina going and liking all of our designers on Facebook and interacting with them on Facebook, liking their pages, commenting on their pictures and things like that. There's many ways on how you can support. Number six, obviously be thoughtful. If you have developed a long-term referral relationship, you need to do things like calendar his or her birthday, engagement, etc., and send them a send-out card. So we kind of touched upon this last time with the send-out cards, but it's not only cool to get a send-out card in the mail and get the email, but it'll be nice. Excuse me, it'll be nice to call them as well. So if you're not busy, if you're not out and about, and you leave these reminders on your computer or on your phone or whatever, it'd be great to just give them a call and make them feel even more special and call them on your birthday. Because how good would it feel if they called you, if they remembered you on your birthday? That's like the best feeling ever, right? So just, you know, make a note to do that kind of stuff to make them feel good. Number seven was show gratitude. Every time you see that referral partner and they referred someone, always, always, always thank them for the referrals that they send you. In addition, send them the 10% referral certificate. So what we do is if, obviously, we're going to talk about reports today, but when I have my marketing meetings and I look at my reports, each girl on that report will highlight the people that is on their referral stop so that they know who they need to not only say thank you to, but they know has been referring, and that's how we're going to continue seeing them in the new year. So when they highlight those people, their job is to put it on the front of their binder of that route binder, and next time they visit that person, they'll know not only to thank them, but to make sure that they receive that referral certificate. Does this all make sense, guys? You're kind of doubling up so that they feel appreciated. Some other ways to meet referral partners, as we've mentioned, has been ASID, So if you haven't already, you want to pull out your phone and see if maybe you can find an ASID in your area. If you don't have an ASID in your area, there might be another industry partner or interior design group in that area that you can be a part of. So you want to always constantly look for things like this. In fact, you might want to also look and see if you have a design center or a decorative center. All of these places are where they have events and you can get in touch with these people and meet these people and then later visit them. Additionally, there's chambers and B&I groups. As I've mentioned, you know, it doesn't work out for us, but it could work for you. So you want to get involved with that. Some magazines. We have magazines that our designers give us. They have them out in their showroom. And what we do is we take them, me and Dina look through them. We see if there's any new referral partners in there that we could possibly visit. Or there might be events. There's always, the magazines that I get always have events that are upcoming that we can go to. Okay, so if you guys aren't kind of attacking the beast from all corners, you're not really maximizing your referrals. You want to not only visit these people, but you want to see them out after hours of work at the networking events. You want to engage with them on social media and things like that. You want to hit them in all spots so that they only think clean as a whistle or safe dry and that they only, you know, remember your brand in their head. Additionally, there's trade shows. We got invited to maybe three trade shows last year. One of them was a kind of like a dating trade show, if you will. It was speed dating, but they called it speed selling. And what it was with ASID, and they had 12 designers. And they had 12 vendors. And so all the vendors were at the tables already. And so what would happen is you had 10 minutes with each designer. And once the 10 minutes was up, they would ring a bell and the designers would move down to the next table. So we stood there, we stayed at the table, but we got to meet so many designers. That was probably by far the most beneficial event that we went to that was a trade show type deal. And the reason it was kind of a trade show is because we had all our stuff out on our table. We had our banner and things like that. But other trade shows that we've been affiliated with, such as a floor and decor trade show. I don't know if y'all have a floor and decor, but it's kind of like a big Home Depot, which is our warehouse. What's that place called? What is a Home Depot? It's like where people get their tools and stuff. Men love to go in there. I can't think of the home maintenance type store like that. We got invited to a trade show like that. That did not work out for us. It kind of invited the wrong crowd or the wrong target market to us. So I would say stay away from those. If you want to try it out, go ahead. It might work. But I'm just telling you right now, it did not work out for us. Everybody wanted the free stuff. Like everybody literally came by our booth just to get like free pens. And so it was not profitable for us. Now, the event was free for us to be there, which is cool. If it's not free, you for sure don't want to go again. But for us, it was free. It's just, you know, we can never get that time back. We left 3 hours during a work day, and, you know, you do the math. You guys have a lot more things to do than stand 3 hours at a trade show. But if it has to do with designers, for sure, you need to sign up for that. Now, on the right-hand side of this screen is a picture of our banner. If you want, I can also put this on the slide or on the deck for next week so that you can have. But this is an example of what we have on our banner. We got our banners from Vistaprint. You can also get them from Gotprint. It was super cheap. I think it was like $30 because I got it from Black Friday last year, and it was like a 60% off sale, which is crazy cheap. But the quality is really good. I was very surprised when we got it in. It's just like those ones that are like $200+. But you want to make sure you have your company logo on there really big, your company van if you have one, and then any kind of services that you can provide, as well as your values and your mission. People want to read what you're about. Additionally, put your information on the bottom, your phone number, and your social media stamps. We put the companies on the bottom that we're certified by or that we're affiliated with, so like ASID, we put the Rug Institute, we put Microseal, we put the IICRC, and then WoolSafe. So if you're not a company like ours where you do residential and commercial fabric and flooring, That's okay. You want to put whatever certifications that you have for your industry, like if you do window cleaning or whatever it is, put that down there. People want to know that you've been certified. So that's really good information. Andy says he's not seeing the banner. Do y'all not see this banner right here? Do you see my mouse? It's on the right-hand side. Okay, thanks, Karen. So this is what it looks like. This is the banner itself. I just screenshotted it from Vistaprint to show you guys. Okay, another way to meet referral partners is CEU courses. Guys, I cannot stress to you how much business we've already gotten from CEU courses. Not only have we gotten people to know that we do hard surface cleaning, a lot of people still don't know that. I don't know why. It's probably because our branding is not as good as it could be, and we're going to think about rebranding this year, but and that might be something you need to do. If people aren't knowing your services, you might need to consider rebranding. But anyways, we noticed that our hard surface cleaning was up this month because I think it also had to do with the factor that we did the CEU course 2 months ago about hard surface. So if you have a service in your company, whether it's fabric or flooring or whatever, even if you don't have those services, please, please, please consider doing a CEU course or some kind of education course. If you don't have designers coming and you have clients coming, that's great. More power to you. This is an educational course for them to know about you and that you are the leader in this industry. Okay, we're now going to start into our new session. All right, so let's get started. If you guys have any more questions, go ahead and feel free to put them in the bottom down in the question box. But we're going to start out with talking about our budgets, our goals, our vision, our tracking, and our reports. Okay, a business without a profit is just a hobby. And this is what Howard tells us. This is what he tells you guys. And guys, it's so true. If you are just visiting these referral stops because you're really busy and you don't have time to track and report, you're doing yourself a disservice. You don't want to waste time with people who eventually are not going to refer you. Okay. If you've been visiting someone for 7 months, as we've mentioned, you want to make sure you're doing a presentation for them. If you haven't, then you need to continue visiting them for more than 7 months. Okay. But if you have done a presentation, then from that presentation on, you want to track another 7 months. See if that presentation really helped them to understand your services and to refer people to you. Okay, that's all about tracking and reports. Okay, I showed you guys my binder a while back and what what's it called? The sheet that I have on the outside of the binder. We track all of the referrals on the outside of that binder, if you can remember. So remember I talked about how you need to have everybody in order. Like let's say if you have 10 stops and it's all in the zip code 77098, then you want to have them all on the front of your binder with their address, how many foods to give them or how many boxes of cookies to give them, and then next to it, how many times they've referred. That's how you're going to start tracking these people. Okay, I don't have that here to show again, but you should have it previously with the papers that we've provided. This is just me kind of going back and refreshing y'all's memory. Ivy asked, what are the dimensions of the GotPrint banner? Ivy, let me write that down. I don't remember. I'm going to have Dana get back with you on that one. Let me write that down. That's a great question. It's big, though. It's taller than me. I want to say like 7 or 8 feet. What are the dimensions for our banner? Yeah, what I'll do is I'll have Dana like send you guys an email of that information, and I'll let you know exactly what kind of banner that we got, and like if it was glossy and all that kind of stuff. Can you show the screenshot of CEU about hard surface flyer? Can you show screenshot of CEU about hard surface flyer? Oh, you mean like the invitation that we created about hard surface? Sure. I don't have it with me, but I'll have to get it to you. Oh, you mean this screen? Is this what you meant? Daniel? Oh, you want to take a screenshot of it? Oh, no, my invitation. Okay, yeah, I can get that to you guys. I don't have it on this computer. This is my Mac from home, but I can get that on my work computer for you. And I'll give it to Dana and she can email it to you guys. All right, so continuing, what is your vision for the company as a whole? If you don't have an idea, that's okay. You want to get with Santiago or Howard and talk to them about what your vision is. Okay. And same as your company, you should have one for your marketing. Okay. So the difference between a vision and a goal, everybody knows the vision is the whole big picture. Like, what are you trying to accomplish with your company, and what are you trying to accomplish with your marketing department? So if you guys can imagine like a bubble, those bubble maps, the top would be your vision, right? And then underneath your vision would then be all the different departments throughout your company, right? Your operations, your sales, your marketing, and so on and so forth. And for marketing, which is what we're talking about, you need to have its own vision and its own goal, right? So the goal is, what are you guys going to do to get to that vision and or like the strategies? So there should be other little bullet points or other little bubble maps underneath your marketing department to then get you to your goal, which will then oversee to get to your vision. Okay, and so that's exactly what I did when I was hired. I literally got a paper and pen and I was like, okay, this is my vision. This is what I want. You know, Howard also helped me with that. He's like, look, I know you can help take this company to, you know, this dollar amount. You know, what are you thinking? Blah, 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 blah. So I drew it all out and thank God I was able to achieve it. We were all able to achieve it. We also hit another goal for this year, which is amazing, but you have to write it down. If you don't write it down, your conscious and your unconscious part of your brain will not know about it. And you always have to make little steps towards it every day or every week with your marketing department. So we're going to talk about that, how often to meet with them and things like that. But first, you need to understand what your vision is. So start there. So my vision was, I wanted everyone and their mom to know about Clean as a Whistle in the Houston area. I wanted us to double our sales the year before. Now, this was last year. And so, thank God we not only doubled them, but we tripled them. Okay. So, that was my big vision. My goals and my strategies on achieving that big vision were breaking it down. So, I put the number amount that I wanted, then I divided it by 12. So, let's take an idea. Where's my piece of paper here? So, for example, let's say you guys want to make $100,000 in first client new referrals, right? Now, my goal was not $100,000, but I'm using $100,000 just so that we can have an idea. All right, so what I did was I divided it by 12 months, okay? So that left me with $8,333 per month that we would have to have, or that you will have to have in referrals. Okay, then I divided that by four because I want to know by week how much do we have to make. The answer to that was 2,083. After that, I divided it by, what did I divide it by? Hold on. 100,000 divided by 12 and then divided by four. Okay. Yeah. So where did my other sheet go? Anyway, so we would need to make $2,083 per week in new client referrals to then make our $8,333 the month to then make the $100,000 goal for the year. That's exactly how I wrote down how much money we needed to make. Now, in order to achieve that, what did we have to do? Okay, well, how many referral partners do we have? Okay, we have 20, let's say. All 20 of these referral partners have to be seen every day in a month. Okay, so let's say I split up those 20 people into two binders and had one binder of 10 people, the other binder of 10 people. That one binder needs to be seen this week, and the other binder will need to be seen next week. And then the next month, you for sure bet that I'm going to go visit those same people again. Okay, so you want to break that down. You want to get organized, remember, and use your calendar. But not only that, I broke down the breakfast presentation stuff. So we'll get into that here in a little bit. But you want to have a goal of how many breakfast presentations you have. Now, this is not just for you, the owner, or you, the marketing manager, to know about. You want to share this with your team. And if this is a marketing specialist on my line right now, that's awesome. You also can have dreams for your company and for the owner of your company. If you want to hit big money this year and you have an idea of how much you guys want to make, go ahead and tell the owner. Go ahead and tell your manager and let them know. Say, hey, this is what I was thinking. I would like to brainstorm with you, but you know, Aliki told me that we should start out with this number and break it out by 12 and then break it out by the week so that we can daily track how much we're needing in excess, you know, and that kind of thing. But you want to share it with your team members. So know your vision not only for the company but for marketing too. So my vision and goals I already shared with you. And then you want to share your vision and goals with the team. So you want to be meeting at least twice a month with your team. Now, if you do not have a team, if you are solo or you're the owner trying to do this or you don't have a marketing specialist, that's okay. You still want to meet with yourself, okay? That might sound cheesy, but it's true. And you're going to meet with yourself to revisit your goals, your vision, your monthly numbers, everything, okay? Now, you want to know where you're at. If you're not alone and you have another marketing specialist or a marketing manager, whoever it is, you want to meet with them at least twice a month. If you're not meeting with them twice a month, you guys cannot stay on the same goal and vision. Okay? So even if you, let's say you don't have a marketing specialist and you don't really want to meet alone, if there's somebody else in your company who you think would like to meet with you, then go ahead and do that. I think that's great to be accountable with somebody else in the company. We meet every 2 weeks. And I believe Dana has had the sheet that I sent her available to you guys. And what it is my, actually we could probably go there together. Let's see. Let's get this open real quick. Let's go to my Aliki Series replay. Aliki Series replay. Let's see if that participant guide is open, because if it is, we can go through it together. You want to make sure that everyone is on the same page as you. And while that's loading, we're going to continue and then we'll go back to that. But I was going to show you my agenda. It's still loading, but you want to have an agenda. That way everybody in the room knows what we're working towards and what, how, like where we are with our numbers. So what I do is I have the numbers on the top of my agenda, and then I have any other words that we need to talk about underneath the agenda. So let's see if it loaded now. Okay, it loaded. So you're going to go all the way to the bottom and... Wait, was it on here? I don't know if Dana put it on here, or maybe she's going to load it after this webinar. Let's see if this is the one. If it's not, it's okay. I will open up my screen and show you guys. Okay, so that's not it. So what I'm going to do is put on my webcam. That way you guys can see on my binder what it looks like. Let me see. Can you see? Okay, Dana just sent me a text. She said that y'all's handouts is on the GoToMeeting. Thank you, Dana. So let's go back to GoToMeeting and see. Where's my webcam? Can y'all see me? I can't even see myself. Hi. Okay, so let's go back to this GoToWebinar. And it should be somewhere in here, Dana. Maybe you guys have, y'all know how to access it. Okay. Anyways, we're just gonna use my screen. Let me get my PowerPoint back up. Main screen. Okay, so here is an example of what my agenda looks like. And this is what you have available to you, but just to kind of go through it. It says, oh, Dana just told me, guys. Oh, do you see handouts 1 of 5 on your GoToWebinar on the side? It's under the control, it's on the control panel other, under the chat bar. So I found it. Let's see if it's going to open. It's downloading. So on y'all's GoToWebinar panel, you should see it. Okay, it's loading. Thanks, Dana. Okay, it's taking forever. That's okay. We'll go through here. Hopefully you guys have opened it. So on the top, I usually put the date. I put a cute little motivational quote. So I put Zig Ziglar's here today. And then I talk about your January month total. So I deleted our numbers just because I don't think you guys need to know our numbers. But you want to make your own goal. So my goal is to make 60,000 in a month. Okay? So for January month total, you want to put what you made out of your goal number. So for example, if you guys made $20,000 and oh, here it is. Oh, those are my recipes. Where are those up? Okay, here it is. So let's look here. So you can see, let's go back here and let's stop sharing webinar and camera because it's too much. Okay, so you can see December month total. I left this blank because you're going to put the number that you guys made for December. Okay? And what does that mean? That means I always like to show last year's. Where's the rest of this? They were supposed to have another box over here. You want to show last year's December month total because it's now January of 2016. So this would be December month, December 2015 month total. Okay, you want to let them know if you met the goal or not. So if you guys made $20,000 out of the $50,000 goal that you made for the company, then you didn't meet the goal, but at least you guys know where you're at and how you're inching along towards your goal, right? So then you talk about this month's total. Okay? So it's January 13th now if we're going by this. This month's total so far, let's say you guys only have $1,000. Well, you guys have $59,000 to reach your goal. Now, obviously, this is too big of a goal because this is mine, but let's say your goal was like 10,000, right? So you guys have $9,000 more to meet your goal. Can you guys see my screen? All right. Then you want to track, since you guys are meeting on a bi-weekly basis, right? Twice a month, bi-monthly, I guess, but every 2 weeks. You want to show how much you guys made last week. So let's say you guys made 2,000. Well, no, because we put this month's total as 1,000. So let's say you guys made the $1,000 in the last 2 weeks. This 2 weeks total, how much money have you guys made in referrals for this 2 weeks? So the reason how you're going to find that is you're going to track your reports through your like Service Monster or your SoftServe Pro, whatever that you're using to track your numbers, that's where you're going to pull this number from. So let's say I just checked it in this 2 weeks we made $2,000. That's great. Okay, because now this is going to be 3,000 the next time you do it for the next agenda. Okay, this month's breakfast count, You always want to keep your breakfast count. So our goal, let's say, was 8 in 1 month. How many have you accomplished out of the 8? Oh, we've only had 2, and it's January 13th. Okay, well, you better hurry up. We got a team going on. We got to get 6 more before we accomplish this 8. Now, if you guys are, don't have a lot of people like we are, then you guys might have a goal of 3 or a goal of 2. Okay, you want to keep track on how many you have. You've got to hit your goals. And the reason you want to hit your goals is so you can achieve your big goal, which is your 50,000 or your 10,000 or whatever it is that you want for that month. Okay, after I let them know all the numbers that we have going on, I talk about the other information that they need to know. So, like any kind of programs that we're doing, any updates, I talk about how we need 62 total presentations, how many everyone has been doing so far for the year. I talk about goals for 2016, any changes. I talk about referral report analysis, breakfast presentations with any examples of what happened for that week, maybe some goodies and presentation information. We talk about upcoming breakfasts and lunches. We also talk about any upcoming networking events that they should be attending. And then at the bottom, we say when the next meeting is and when the next breakfast lunch is. What I like to do as an appreciation to my girls is I like to take them out for breakfast and or lunch. So I like to do that once a month, and we get together, and it kind of gets us, out of the whole working mode. We get to go and be free, be ourselves, and just have fun and be friends outside of work. We say don't talk about work, because I don't want it to be about work. I want it to be about us getting to know each other and bonding, and they really enjoy that. So maybe you want to incorporate that in your company, but we also put that there. We used to do lunches, but now they wanted to do breakfast, so we changed it to breakfast once a month. So that is the agenda that you should be having every week or every 2 weeks ready to go with your marketing group. And if you don't have a marketing group, we said, remember, you still want to make it, track it for yourself. You need to visually see it. What does Santi and Howard always say? Track your goals. Know where you're at. You need to know how much money you're making because the business is not just a hobby, right? So let's dumb this one down. Let's go back to our PowerPoint and get back on track. Now, in addition to meeting every 2 weeks with our team, we meet one-on-one with each rep weekly. So yesterday are my Tuesdays. I like to meet on Mondays with my reps, but if you can't meet on Monday, Tuesday is just as good. I prefer you not to meet at the end of the week because that's not productive enough. You want to meet with them either on a Monday for sure or a Tuesday, because you want to talk about the goals, talk about the dream, talk about the vision, make sure you guys are being productive and ready for the week to come. So I met with Dina yesterday. We talked about, we always talk about the first 5 minutes about our life, how we're doing. I want to know how she's doing. I want to know if there's anything I can do for her. And then we get into business and talk about what it is that we're trying to accomplish for this week. So you want to make sure you're doing that and touching up on your people every week. Okay? That's one-on-one. Now, in addition to that, you're going to meet with everyone together every 2 weeks. Does that make sense? Next, we want to talk about our yearly, monthly, weekly referral goals. We talked about that, breaking them down. I showed you my example. So, my example, let's talk about last year. So, last year, my goal was to triple. And this year, my goal was to hit $500,000 in new client referrals, which is half a million. I wanted to get $500,000 in referrals. Thank the Lord, we have more than surpassed that now. We are at 525,000 for the year. But what I did last year, or this past year, was I wrote down my 500,000, divided it by my 12. To get my $41,000 per month. So on a lot of my agenda sheets, you'll see I had my big goal was 50,000 and whatnot. I like to shoot a little bit higher. I like to do the 50,000, just so I know that we're going to be above the goal, which this year we did. So you know that you need at least 41,000 for the year. Okay. Then I broke it down by the week and knew that we needed at least $10,000 per week so that I knew when I get into that marketing meeting with the girls, I would have had needed at least $20,000 in new client referrals for us to be on track to hitting our goals. So you need to break it down that way. Additionally, you need to know your monthly and yearly presentation goals. Last year, our goal was 96, no, our goal was what? 60, I think. And I think we got 66 presentations. Now, how do I break those up? Okay, well, I just shot for our goal of 66, which then I divided by 12, and I knew that we needed at least 5.5, which I just rounded it to 6 presentations a month. I divided that then amongst the girls. Okay. So, how many people are in your marketing department? If it's just you, then don't make yourself a goal that's crazy, right? You want to make it believable. You also know how much time you have. So maybe make it 2 or 3 a month, you know, depending on your calendar. You need to look at your calendar. But if you have more than one or two marketing reps, like we had three, what I did is I took that 6 for the month and I divided it by 3. Obviously, we know that means 2. So that meant each girl had to accomplish at least 2 presentations for the month. Now, I don't make them go all by themselves, but I did make them ask their people by themselves, which I've already talked to you guys about how to ask the people for breakfast presentation. So each rep was responsible of asking their referral partners for at least 2 presentations. Now, in the meeting together every 2 weeks, I bring sticky notes and I have the girls write down on a sticky note their top 3 places. Why 3? I know their goal is 2, but 3 just in case that one person doesn't work out, they have a backup. But I have them pick their top 3 places of where they want to ask a presentation for or who they want to ask a presentation to. They write it down. They write it down for their notes, and then they write it down for me so that I can hold them accountable and we can all hold them accountable each week. All right, so hopefully this is all making sense to you guys. I know that it might be you alone or it might just be you know, your manager alone, but you want to make sure that they're coming to you, the owner, with their goals and that they're making their own goals, or that you, the owner, are making your own goals and you're setting aside some time to do these presentations. I think if you don't break it down and get organized, you're not going to be able to meet your goals. And I don't want you guys to stretch too much. Make it a reasonable goal. What is it called? SMART goals. They taught us this in college. The word SMART for SMART goals stands for S M A R T. I think M standing for measurable. So you want to make sure your goal is measurable.
Well, that sink wasn't draining.
Your T was timely, so make sure it's in a timely manner. What was the S, A, and R? I think was A accurate? Oh, Karen says big goals. What's the BIG stand for, Karen? Because I always learned SMART goals. I forgot what it stood for us. It was like 3 years ago. SMART goals stands for what?
So like I can just click like I can click an extension or a phone number and automatically.
Measurable. What was the S?
Because I saw Michelle's did too.
Oh, specific, that's right.
So what kind of
Specific.
chat thing works?
So you have to have specific goals, which is what I'm teaching you now. You have to have measurable goals. You have to have attainable goals. That's why I don't want you guys to like
A chat
shoot
too.
yourself in the foot by putting like crazy numbers as your goal, right? Because that's not realistic, which is what our R stands for. So you want to make sure they're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're realistic, and that they are, what's the T stand for?
What if I just send a message if it
Is
would
it
go to everybody on my
timely?
account?
Yeah, it is timely.
Do you think?
So, like, tied to a deadline, which ours obviously is at the end of the year. So, does anyone want to share what their goals are and I can maybe help you break it down? Let me see if you guys have any questions. All right, Dan. Dan said we had 12 designers who came to our CEU, didn't communicate message about our protector product, but the presentation was about Zig Ziglar stuff. All 12 operate out of their house. We can follow up other than emailing, mailing. I'm thinking call and ask them to meet us for coffee. Dan, I wouldn't do that. You need to ask if that's okay, because our rules say that we cannot email or put them on any mailing after the CEU, because that's a form of spam. What we did only is sent them a send-out card saying, thank you for attending our CEU, and that's it. So I would make sure you ask and see if that's okay. It should say on the paperwork, every time you go to a CEU and you're the host, you have paperwork where you sign people in, and at the bottom of the sheet, it should say that you shouldn't market to them.
So that might be easier now instead of like...
Dana, would you please help Karen on opening the file? I think you probably already did because I see it's on here twice. Thanks, guys. All right. Next is tracking your numbers and how many times people have referring. So we talked about the rule of seven. We talked about your front binder tallies. In fact, let's go back to, since I have it up, might as well. Let's go back to our Safari. We're going on a Safari. We're going to go back to the webinars. My leaky series replay. We're going to go back to the beginning when we talked about the route schedules. And we are going to open this.
I just said put add card.
There should be the sheet in here that looks like, oh, there's our calendar.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Can everyone see my screen right now? This is where you're going to track individually on your binders who's referring and what you're doing. So, for example, for my 77098 binder, I have all of these people that I'm visiting, their addresses, how much food I'm giving them, and then this is where you're going to see if they're referring. Now, if this is the end of the year, let's say it's December, and I've been visiting these people all year, and I've asked for a breakfast presentation from them, and they still haven't referred. For example, Urban Leather.
Yeah.
This is just an example, guys, because really they've like referred me five times because this is really old. But let's say they haven't.
It was like the Greek flag. Yeah. So then I
guess
know,
what?
Like, he's on a line.
They gone.
Does, like,
they don't want a presentation?
Right now.
They gone. Okay, you guys can't see my screen?
Oh, really?
How about now?
Can you see it from the context? Click the thing right under the green flag.
Oh.
Like, what is mine saying?
Okay,
yours is green.
Now.
Okay.
I would hope.
Michelle's green now.
Yay, thanks, guys. Okay, so,
she was doing,
for example, Urban Leather. Let's say they haven't referred at all, and I've tried asking for a presentation. How many times, let's do some trivia. How many times does Zig say you have to ask for the sale? I know we're not selling, but I give the same rules that Zig applies to selling to us. It's actually five times. Five times. So, I usually make sure we ask at least five times. Now, do I ask it every single day? No. I ask it one this month. Okay, they don't want it. All right, next month I don't ask. The next month after that, I ask again. So I do every other month, but I do it for five times. I guarantee you, if you try that out, you will get a presentation. Okay? So you want to make sure you're asking at least your five times. You don't want to get annoying, so that's why I space it out every other month. And or sometimes I don't ask their face, I'll email them or they'll call them. That way it doesn't make it look like I'm always in there to ask them for a presentation, right? But to them, that whole month goes by really quickly, or really slowly, and to us it goes by quickly. It feels like we just saw them. But you want to mix it up. But this is where you're going to track yourselves at the end of the year. So at the end of the year, if I don't have missing people or missing tallies here where people aren't referring, I'm cutting them off. I'm sorry. I know it sucks. Like, they're super nice people. Maybe we're best friends, but hey, there might have been a step in the process that you did not pay attention to, which was either A, finding out if they're already using another resource, which is one of the questions you should be asking when you walk in there is, hey, are you guys currently using someone or you have a resource right now? If you don't ask these questions, how are you going to know, right? So you have to ask these questions, and let's say they don't. Okay, well, what then the next step would be is if they still haven't referred, maybe it's the target market. You need to find out who their clientele is, okay? Number three is, okay, if it's not the target market and it's not the fact that they haven't anyone that they're using, number three is, Do they trust you? Do they know you? Do they feel comfortable with you? Because if they do not feel comfortable with you, then that's a big no-no. There's no way they're going to refer, right? They have to trust. So they have to know your mission and your values. So those all play a huge factor in tracking your referrals at the end of the year. Make sure you're doing that. I have my girls tracking everything. Every marketing meeting, they've got their sheets ready. They're ready to dock their tally marks on their binders so they know who's referred and who to tell thank you to and so on and so forth. All right, this is your calendar. I showed you guys this before. This is what you're really going to use to break up your visits, maybe break up your presentations, know your goal for the month to reach your goal for the year or your vision for the year. Okay, let's go back to our PowerPoint. Okay, top referral partners is the last topic we're going to talk about here. Let's say you've been visiting everybody for a year and everybody has referred and you have everybody on a list on an Excel document. You want to now track to see how many times they referred. So what I do for Howard at the end of the year when I have my analysis with them or my one-year meeting with him is I print two sheets. One sheet is the sheet where I'm showing him how, or like my top 20, let's just say top 20, right? I'm showing him how many times, or I've organized how many times these people have referred us, and that is my top 20 for that list. So, for example, let's say Aliki Interiors has referred me, or referred Clean as also 20 times, and that's the most out of all my referrals. She's going to be number one on my list, so I'll put Aliki Interiors. Okay, then let's say Jack Interiors refers me 15. Well, they're going to be number 2 on that list. Now, I'm going to go down the line until I get to number 20. I want to get the top 20 people, and then I'm going to give them a special gift for being our top referral partners. I want to reward these people for being top referral partners. And a couple weeks ago, I showed you guys the gift. Was it last week or the week before? I think it was the week before. I showed you guys what we give them. We spend a little bit more money on them. We give them a $10 goodie from Sam's or Costco. You can find them at either place or anywhere else. It was Harry and David Thin Mint cookies. And we gave those out to our top referral partners. Okay, so that's the one Excel document I have ready for Howard. And then my second Excel document is organized by how much money in referrals they've referred us. So number one, let's say, was Aliki Interiors again, and they referred us $20,000 in referrals all year. You bet I'm going to give them something big. Like, who can't spend $10 on a client or a referral partner who spent who referred you $20,000 in business? Okay. Number two, let's say, was, Monaco Flooring. I'm making these people up. And they referred $18,000 in referrals. So I'm going to go down that list all the way to 20. And the reason I chose 20 is because I factored that into my budget. Remember in the beginning of the webinars, I told you guys to create a budget. You want to know how much you're willing to spend on these people. So for me, let's say it was $300 or $200. I divided that by 20. And that leaves me the $10 per goodie, right? So you want to know how much you're able to spend for these people. So I did that 1 through 20 for both sides. For the top people who've referred us the number of times the most, and the top people who've referred us the most money. And what I did was I added all those people up. Some of those people ended up being the same on both sides. You'll see a lot of the correlation. There's a direct correlation with how many times they were referred with how much money. And there's other times where people have just referred maybe 2 or 3 really big jobs, like our hard surface jobs, which can be like $5,000 or $10,000. So you want to reward those people at the end of the year. Ivy, everything is on this website. Ivy said, can you send us the sample paper of Houston 77098? Ivy, if you go back to your Aliki series replay, everything is online for you guys. Okay, so see, I got it from a Leaky Series replay, and I just downloaded this handout. There's handouts in every single one of these webinars that we've had, audio and participant guides. So you can go in there. This is all available to you guys. All right? Now, today's that we talked about will be on today. So like the agenda, so this agenda down here that she has a handout, she's then going to move this handout from your control panel, from GoToWebinar, to this website, a Leaky Series replay, once she uploads the video. So that will be all available to you. You're so welcome. All right, that is the last slide I have for today. I have already showed you guys on how to track your numbers. We use SoftServe. So I showed you guys how to go in there and click on the dates and make sure that you're tracking these numbers. So you guys, if you don't have something like SoftServe already, or maybe you're using another CRM system, that's great. You need to figure out, maybe call them up, their customer service line, and call them up and see how you can track these referrals for you. I know we had to set that up ourselves. We had to get in touch with SoftServe, and they kind of tweaked some certain things for us. So you need to figure out how to do that. If you do not have one, you need to get one. And if you don't have one that you know to get, I would suggest you get SoftServe. It's really simple. We have it, and it works great with Infusionsoft. We have everybody that we import in there, like all of our clients, when we make an appointment, they automatically go into Infusionsoft, and that's how we can send them the send-out card. So get with us afterwards if you need to get set up with SoftServe or anything else, and we can help you with that. All righty. Are there any questions for me? We're coming to a close.
I saw the email.
I believe next week, Dana, if I'm not mistaken, I think next week is our last webinar. I'm kind of sad, guys. This has been really fun. I just want to thank you guys for hearing me out, and hopefully I'm helping you.
Oh.
But I believe it's going to be next week. Unless we are postponing it for Christmas. But I know Dana will get back to you guys and send you an email as to when it is. All right. There's a question from Dan, but I can't click on it. So, Dan, if you want, send it to the support email. It won't let me read the rest of your question for some reason. All right, everybody. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your week. I'm still waiting to see if maybe there's any more questions that I can click on. Next week, I will keep... here we go. Finally, it worked. Okay. Question. We have a design shop, RS. What does RS stand for, Dan? They have referred us a couple times a year ago. Who didn't refer us after a breakfast presentation a year ago? Should I ask for another? Wait. We have a design shop. They have referred us about a year ago, and they didn't refer us after a breakfast presentation a year ago. Should I ask for another? You could. If they used to refer you and you think that they need a refresher. Okay, RS stands for referral source people. Sorry. That's cute. I like that. I wouldn't say that's a bad idea. I think you can try again. Maybe that'll spark the interest, but just make sure you're tracking it. If 7 months go by and they still don't refer, then I would say let them go and put them on your mailing list. That's what we do. Like, if they referred us, we've had people refer us like 2-3 years ago, right? But we don't visit them anymore because they stopped referring. But, you know, obviously we got to the bottom of it. They might either be, you know, not busy right now or whatever it is. But we put them on our mailing list, and they're getting our monthly educational emails, as well as our monthly emails saying, hey, do you need any resources? We can mail them to you. So I wouldn't let them go completely. I just put them on the mailing list. But for sure, your first step would be to ask for another presentation. That might kickstart everything. Karen, yes, SoftServe. If you have any questions, if you want, Dana can get with you, or you can email the support, and they will get you hooked up with SoftServe. That is what we use. That's our CRM system where we import all of our clients, and where I pull all my reports and my tracking and things like that, and that's where we schedule our appointments for our clients.
Your call, and wanted to kind of clarify.
Aw, thank you, Ivy. She said hopefully we can have more webinars with you in the future. I'm sure of it, Ivy. Karen, it is not an Infusionsoft add-on. It's its own company. They're actually two different companies. So Dana will probably get with you on that. All right? Thanks for tuning in. You guys have a wonderful, blessed week. And hopefully I'll get to talk to you guys before Christmas. Okay? Bye. Hugs and kisses.